Cryptocurrency, once seen as an alternative investment, has increasingly become a mainstream asset. Whether you're an investor, business owner, or casual user of digital currencies like Bitcoin or Ethereum, understanding the tax implications of cryptocurrency is essential for compliance with the IRS. In this comprehensive guide, we'll walk you through how cryptocurrency transactions are taxed in the U.S., the reporting requirements, and how to calculate and file your taxes. Cryptocurrency is property. Despite its name, cryptocurrency is not treated as currency by the IRS. According to IRS Notice 2014-21, the IRS views cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and thousands of others as property. This means that general property rules apply, including reporting gains and losses when cryptocurrency is sold, traded, or used in transactions. What activities are taxable? Several activities involving cryptocurrency are subject to tax, each with distinct reporting requirements. Buying and selling cryptocurrency. Capital gains tax. When you sell or exchange cryptocurrency, the IRS considers this a taxable event. If you've held the asset for a year or less, any gains will be regarded as short-term capital gains, taxed at ordinary income rates. If held longer than a year, profits are considered long-term capital gains and taxed at a lower rate. 2024 capital gains tax rates. Short-term, held for 1 year or less, taxed at ordinary income rates, 10% to 37%. Long-term, held for more than 1 year, taxed at preferential rates, 0%, 15%, or 20%, depending on your income. Mining cryptocurrency. Income tax. If you mine cryptocurrency, the rewards you receive are taxable as income at the fair market value when received. If you are mining as a business, this income may also be subject to self-employment tax. Crypto is payment. Ordinary income. If you receive cryptocurrency as payment for goods or services, you must report the payment as ordinary income, based on the fair market value of the crypto at the time of receipt. Example. If you receive $200 worth of Litecoin for services rendered and later use it to buy plane tickets for $500, you'll report $200 in income and a $300 short-term capital gain when you spend the Litecoin. Staking and airdrops. Staking. When you stake your cryptocurrency to support a blockchain, any rewards received are considered taxable income at the fair market value at the time they are received. Airdrops and forks. If you receive new coins as part of an airdrop or hard fork, this is generally considered taxable income. For instance, an airdrop where you get free tokens for holding a certain cryptocurrency could result in taxable income based on the fair market value of the new tokens. How to report cryptocurrency transactions. Proper reporting is crucial to avoid penalties or an audit. The IRS requires all cryptocurrency transactions to be reported on your tax return, whether or not you receive a 1099 form from your exchange. Here's how to report the key activities. Form 8949 and Schedule D. These forms are used to report capital gains and losses from buying, selling, or exchanging cryptocurrencies. Each transaction needs to be documented, including the date, amount, and the price at which the crypto was bought or sold. Form 1099-B. Some exchanges issue this form, which reports sales and other taxable events involving cryptocurrency. However, exchanges are not required to issue this form unless they meet certain thresholds. Form 1099-MISC or 1099-NEC. If you received crypto as payment for services, as a contractor or business, the amount you received is considered taxable income and should be reported on Form 1099-MISC or 1099-NEC. Crypto tax software. Using cryptocurrency tax software can help automate the process by importing transaction data directly from exchanges and wallets, calculating gains, losses, and generating the necessary tax forms. Calculating gains and losses when you buy cryptocurrency, your cost basis, is the price you paid for it, including any transaction fees. To calculate your capital gain or loss when you sell or exchange the crypto, you subtract the adjusted cost basis from the sale price. Short-term capital gains. If the holding period is 1 year or less, your gains will be taxed at ordinary income rates. For 2024, these rates range from 10% to 37%, depending on your taxable income. Long-term capital gains. If you held the cryptocurrency for more than 1 year, your gains will be taxed at the long-term C.